God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. All right, so have you ever heard of the Ark of the Covenant? Well, I'm quite sure that you probably have, because we read about that throughout the Word of God. Have you ever read or heard of the Ark of God? And again, it's fairly certain that you have. The book of the Chronicles, for instance, the chronicling the history of the kings of Israel and so on, often refers to this Ark as the Ark of God. And so chances are good that you've heard of the Ark of the Covenant and you've heard of the Ark of God. All right, have you ever heard of the Ark of Bezalel? Have you ever heard of Bezalel? Who was Bezalel and what was his ark? Well, the Bible tells us of the Ark of God, of the Ark of the Covenant, which are the same thing, in Exodus 37:1, and Bezalel made the ark. Bezalel made the ark. And yet we hear very little, if anything, about this man. Why would that be? Why do we hear so very little about Bezalel and so very little about the Ark of Bezalel? And the answer is because the ark wasn't about Bezalel, it was about God. The ark wasn't about Bezalel, the ark was about God's covenant. So, what did Bezalel make? Well, the Bible tells us he made the ark. In fact, the Bible explains to us that he made much more of what God had commanded. In chapter 38, verse 22, the Bible tells us that Bezalel made all that the Lord commanded Moses. So what did he make? He made everything God commanded Moses, including the Ark of God. Why did Bezalel make it? Well, chapter 38, verse 21 tells us. The Bible says, this is the sum of the tabernacle. And then later in the verse it says, according to the commandment of Moses. So why did Bezalel make this? Because God had commanded it. How did Bezalel make this? Well, again, according to the commandment of God through Moses. So it was according to God's command, and it was according to God's provision. Way back in Exodus 31, the Bible tells us that God spoke to Moses and says, see, I have called by name Bezalel. Verse 3 says, I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and in understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship to devise skilled or cunning works. Verse 6 says, I have given him Aholiab, I've given him help. And God says, and in the hearts of all that are wise-hearted, I have put wisdom that they may make all that I have commanded thee. So what's the sum and substance of this man Bezalel and the significance of his life? The sum and substance of it is, Bezalel was just a man who took God's command, obeyed God's word, followed God's direction, and accomplished something that was to the credit and glory of God. That's why it's called the Ark of God and not the Ark of Bezalel. Bezalel's name was nowhere on this ark. This was an ark named for the God who gave Bezalel breath and guidance and every skill that he had. Now, what does that mean? What can we take away from this today? Well, here's a very important lesson. Our most significant work today, our most significant work in life is at God's direction, according to God's provision, and for God's glory. When God gives the energy, when God gives the strength, God gets the credit. And I cannot think of any work that would be more valuable to do today than that kind of work.